We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
WAOK, voice of the community. Here you go, right here. That's my thing right there. I don't bump that, but every now and then, you know what I'm saying? The circle's like a figure eight. You don't know nothing about that. In the studio with me. Yeah. Going. Ooh, baby. Ooh, baby. Ooh. You don't know nothing about that, but okay. Anyway. I have in the studio with me the president and CEO of Life Dreams Entertainment, LLC. She's the producer of 60 Seconds of Stardom. Her company, LDE, highlights her talents as a filmmaker and a television producer, event organizer, promoter, fundraiser, and talent connector. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for my dear sister, Zena Brown.
How are you?
I am well.
Glad to be here. I'm doing fantastic.
Good.
After fighting all the traffic to get here, I'm like, I feel like I'm energized.
Well, fantastic will do. That'll do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right. So you are here as a part of the WAOK Sister Soul Talk series.
And I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Glad you're here. And you wouldn't be here unless you were a soul sister who be shaking it up and making it move and making things happen.
I do my best.
Well, that's what we're talking about.
Yes.
Doing your best. So, Emmy, I got some questions, you know, for you as a part of the series, and we're going to ask sisters these particular questions. First of all, I got questions related to your role as a leader.
As a leader.
As a leader. You graduated from TSU and you are
TSU Big Blue, yay! Yeah,
you got an MBA and you don't play.
Don't play.
All right. So that places you in spaces and places that are male dominated. Tell me how it is that you negotiate those kinds of environments, and what did you expect, and what have you experienced as a result of attempting to provide leadership in a generally male-dominated industry?
I would say I love that space. Mm-hmm. I would think that a lot of it comes from the confidence built in me from having the relationship with my father.
Mm-hmm.
So being in that type of space is a place that I've probably navigated for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I find it to be a comfortable space. I guess I've learned to adapt and to adjust.
Mm-hmm.
In leadership, you do have to take charge. I think I like the directness of men. Mm-hmm. When I'm in that space. Mm-hmm. With, you know, a male-dominated type of environment that I have to navigate through.
Mm-hmm.
So I find it quite comfortable.
Okay, good. So what hardships, if any, have you faced and overcome in your professional life? Anything stick out for you that just was like a major obstacle or roadblock that you had to get around to get to where you are now?
I would think hardships. When I think about hardships, maybe not getting what I want when I wanted it, trying to learn to be patient, and then understanding if I didn't get it, it wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
So those difficulties come with time when you look back and you say, ooh, I'm glad I didn't get that, or mm-hmm. I'm glad that door didn't open, or I'm glad I didn't partner up with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because patience and just knowing that, you know, if you're purpose-driven and God is a part of your center point, Things happen when they're supposed to happen. You get what you need, and those challenges are learning and teachable moments.
I see. So what advice would you give to other women who tend to find themselves in non-traditional roles?
Well,
I think you just did it. Be patient.
Well, one is patience, but I think having confidence in self. And then I think also surrounding yourself with a group of positive women, positive people. I believe that that helps out a lot because sometimes, you know, we all have inner and self-doubt, and you might have not had someone to help you, per se, with the path that you're going, but you have people that have, you know, succeeded in other areas. So I just think having that positive environment, keeping yourself surrounded kind of as stress-free as you can, good planning so that you're not always running to be rushed to do something. So that would be some of the...
Okay. So, and for most people who are successful, they have a mentor. You got a mentor?
I have a lot of mentors. And I might have mentors that they might not even know that they are my mentors. There are women that I look to. And I like the way that they move or the way that they progress. I also have...
a phone that make a whole lot of noise.
I know, anyway. Right? No, and I think one of my mentors, I think my father is a good mentor because I kind of chop it up with him.
Is your father a businessman or a leader?
He's a businessman. He's a minister.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. So, and yes, he's an entrepreneur.
Okay.
And
That's what it is, working the family business.
Exactly. Yeah. So I feel like, yes, I've had some specific mentors, and, you know, they give me insight based on whatever questions I'm asking or whatever I'm going through. So, yes, definitely I have a mentor. I believe in having mentors because they can definitely boost your confidence, point you in the right direction, let you know not to beat yourself up so bad. So, yes, mentorship, I definitely believe in that.
All right. All right, let's do a pivot into some questions about being an entrepreneur. So what are the first steps in starting a business and building your brand?
I think the first thing is laying out a plan and writing that up, going to various self-development. You can either go to college, like I've been to college and, you know, got my degree in computer science and an MBA. But I also said there's courses out there that you could take to develop the skill set for writing your plan, how to work your business, also getting mentorships with different organizations, and being persistent and consistent.
I feel you. All right, when we come back on the other side of the break on the radio, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to hit you with some quick one-answer questions.
Okay.
One-answer joints, okay?
All right.
All right, and also I might be able to get a call in and let somebody ask you a question, you know, or... Whatever.
Okay.
You're looking a little bit reluctant.
No, I'm not. I'm fine.
All right, then.
I feel fine.
All right. You comfortable, right?
I'm extremely comfortable.
All right. Thank welcome, you. welcome home.
Thank you.
All right. It's the movement. I'm your brother. I'll be black when I get back with more of this thing, so don't you go nowhere. The queen bee.
This lady's night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Roll the L tight. Keep the rhymes right, y'all. I just made this motherfucker up last night. I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream, like Thelma and Louise, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whips. Pack them Coda Rody with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I dismiss all you chicks. Spit six from the
four. News and Talk 1380. WAOK, the voice of the community, your brother. In the studio with me, Zena Brown. Sister who be getting down and don't mess around. She the president and CEO of Life Dreams Entertainment. I had these laid out questions for you, but I need to ask you some stuff. Go off script a little bit.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask you, Zena, what are you working on that brings you the most pleasure and the most fulfillment?
Well, I don't know if I have one thing, but I have a few things.
Go ahead.
One of the things, as a filmmaker, just produced a movie that'll come out April the 6th called It's Major. So I'm excited about that.
What's it about?
It's about some young guys who win a basketball tournament in Western Salem, North Carolina, and they win the contest and they're coming to Atlanta, and but they don't have the funds. So they have to raise the funds, and they finally make it here. They get to their mother's, the coaches takes the children and they get to his sister's house, mm-hmm. which is played by Tawana Braxton. She's a bougie person. He's, you know, very country, coming from, you know, Western Salem. Mm-hmm. They get there. The kids have this big house party while the...
People from Winston Salem really won't appreciate that, but go ahead. Talking about their country.
Well, I'm just saying, Southern, okay? You know, not urban. And so they have this house party, and then, you know, all the conflicts have come out from them having a house party, and then the sister and brother that don't really get along because she's bougie, lives in Atlanta, they from there. So it goes on with the conflicts, and then the kids get to the tournament.
Any other persons that we might know other than Tawana Braxton in the film, or you just launched?
Arnaz J is the comedian in there. And then also what I'm working on, or what I'm proud of, I'm working on an event from the town of where I'm from, Elkhart, Indiana, called the Mother
Elkhart
Daughter.
Represent.
Yeah, represent.
Yeah.
The Mother Daughter Level Up Summit. So it's the first time I'm taking my skills and giving back to my community, things that I've learned abroad here in Atlanta and moving around.
Yeah.
So it's a 2-track for teens as well as their mothers, and giving them questions, strategies to help, you know, their children or their daughters have better career paths and make positive choices. And then here in Atlanta and in the East, I'm over an organization that deals with women in film and entertainment. It's called NAB Film, the National Association of Black Females in Music and Entertainment. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited about that because we have a new initiative out called 2020, where women can join for $20 for the full year, because this is our 20th anniversary. Those are things that excite me.
Excellent. Now it's time for the lightning round.
Okay, lightning round. Go.
Lightning round. All right, here we go.
All right.
Question number one. And this is one word answer, Zena Brown. One word. You're quite loquacious, and I don't know if you're gonna be able to do it.
I'm gonna try.
All right, here we go. What motivates you to do what you do?
Passion.
Where does your passion come from?
My relationship.
What are you most afraid of?
Not winning.
That's two words. Anyway, and that would be losing, okay? You know, the two words for not winning.
Okay.
Anyway.
That's what I'm scared
one
of.
Word.
Losing.
What one word best sums up you and your vision?
Positive.
What and who inspires you with awe?
Chandra.
Who is Chandra?
Chandra Rhimes.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right. That's good. You did a good job on the one word. Rapid fire. Speed round. All right, then. So how can people get in contact with you? And
my website would be www.LifeDreamsEntertainment, spelled all the way out, .com. You could also find information about NAB Film, the organization that I'm over, www.NABFEME.org.
NABFilm.
Yes. And that would be the ways. And
Social media,
Zena Brown, on IG, Zena_TheDirectorBrown. On Twitter, Zena the Director.
Okay. And that's what you do. You direct.
That's right.
From every angle.
Yes.
I ain't mad about it.
Server leader. Leader server.
That's what I do.
Yes.
That's what we do.
That's what.
All right then. Because that's the best way to do whatever you do.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right then. Ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, put your hands together for Zena Brown.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's been my pleasure to have you on the Sister Soul Talk series.
Yes.
On tomorrow, we'll have another sister who has and is doing great things in the community. And thank you for the love that you're showing for your home city of Elkhart.
Yes, I'm excited about that.
I've been all up through there, man. I've been up through Elkhart.
Yep. And then how did they reach out for that? It's www.levelupelkhart.com.
Very well. And you think ain't nobody, man, there's folks listening in Elkhart right now.
I know.
Sure.
It's a lot of us here.
That's the move, man.
It is.
Yeah, we get down.
Right.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you.
Thank you for having me.
All right, man. It's been a great show. Let me see. I got a couple of callers left. Let me get a call in here. Brother Jihad, come on up in here, man.
Hey, how you doing, my brother?
Everything beautiful in his own way, dear brother. What's crack-a-lacking with you?
Well, I had a question for your guest.
Well, come on. She's still here.
Okay, good.
Put your headphones back on, Z.
On all of her accomplishments and her work ethic and everything. You know, I wanted to ask her a question about family, the black family. I rarely hear most successful women address the family. And that's, I'm talking about the immediate family, your immediate family, and the role that family might play, or addressing what is the condition of the black family, and does it affect, what's its effect on you today, or basically have black women just accepted that the 8 out of 10 is going to be run by female households, and that's just what family is, and you just move on to be successful in other ways. Do we ever address
that? I can throw in, Jihad, that she did mention her father and the impact that her father had on her.
Immediate family. I mean, husband, children, et cetera.
Oh, you mean
she might have a good answer for it.
Okay.
I just wanted her to address it.
All right. Thank you for your call, brother. Thank you for your question. You got answers in?
I think family is very important.
Mm-hmm. I guess Jihad was wondering if you got children and
so no, and I'm not married and okay. I don't have children.
Okay, so it's all good.
But it's very important.
You got a dog.
But I am a godmother to many, so okay. I'm always so that would be my immediate family. So all the right. godchildren that I have and I that's support.
Right. And now you're down with the movement. We family.
That's right. A-okay.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, thank you again for coming through and thank you for your question, dear brother. All right, man, it's time to raise up out of here, man. Peace to peace to the Archbishop and the Holy Family, to the beloved community that I love so well, to my DJ, DJ JD Smooth, Criminal in Place to Be, to the sister that rocks it well, Joyce Littell, and you, all I want you to do is love me, and I'm going to love you black on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you
were
here?
I ain't scared of you. I'm down for a fight. This is the blackest show on radio.
Florida, look, you need to make this thing a movement, not just a talk show.
It is a movement. I like that name. The Movement with Dr. F.T. Splunk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.